My dearly beloved in Christ, first a brief word about the feast of today, Saints Philip and James. Saint Philip was one of the first five apostles, first five disciples of our Lord, and he was so enthused, having found our Lord, that he brought his friend Nathanael, and he said, "We have found him of whom Moses and the prophets spoke." Then we have Saint James, who is the one called James the Less. He was the oldest of the 12 apostles, and when the other apostles went on their various missions throughout the world, he was assigned to remain in Jerusalem as the first bishop of Jerusalem. Very greatly revered by not only the Christians, but even the Jews in Jerusalem for his asceticism, his deep prayer life. And it was St. James who wrote one of the epistles in which he says, "Faith without works is dead," and many other wonderful counsels in his beautiful epistle. So again, today is the feast of Saints Philip and James, who are both, their tombs are in the Church of the 12 Apostles in Rome. Now, I want to speak about the gospel for the third Sunday after Easter, which is today, in which our Lord speaks about a little while, and you shall see me, and again a little while, you shall see me no longer, and again a little while, and you shall see me. Now, these words have application to several things. First of all, they were spoken by our Lord at the Last Supper. And so he was telling them, a little while, and you shall not see me. Well, of course, he was to die on the cross the next day and to be buried in the tomb, and then they would not see him. But he goes on, and again a little while, and you shall see me, referring to the resurrection. But St. Augustine also says that this little while, modicum, the word in Latin for a little while, modicum, can apply to life in this world, which really is very short when you compare it to the length of eternity. We are inclined to think that we have a long life. If we live to be 70, 80, even 90 years old, that's a long time. But when we compare it to the length of eternity, it is actually very, very short. It is a modicum, a little while. And we should remember that when we go through crosses and trials, when we endure suffering. At the time that you're suffering, the time seems to go by so slowly. When you're in pain, the time goes by so slowly. But again, in comparison with eternity, it is a short time. And it reminds me of that story in the book on Purgatory, where a man was on his deathbed, but he was suffering very much. And he was praying to God that it would end, that he would just die and be done with this, the pain that he was going through. And his guardian angel appeared to him and said, "God has heard your prayer, and he's going to give you a choice. You can either remain in this pain that you're experiencing for just 2 years, 2 years of this illness, and then when you die, you will go straight to heaven. Or you can die now and go to purgatory and be there for 3 days, and then you'll go to heaven." And the man thought, well, didn't think. He said, well, that's an easy decision. I'd rather die right now and spend only 3 days in purgatory than 2 years going through this painful illness, which I'm experiencing right now. So God granted his prayer. He died. He went to purgatory. And after he was there for a while, his guardian angel visited him in purgatory. And he complained to the guardian angel, and he said, "You told me that I would only be here for 3 days. And the guardian angel said, "How long do you think you've been here?" And he said, "Well, at least a year." And the angel said, "You've only been here for 15 minutes. Your body is still warm on the deathbed. And the reason again, is because the pains in purgatory are so great that the time seems to be so long when in reality it isn't. And so that is a reminder to us to bear our crosses with patience without complaining. Far better to do our purgatory here in this world than to leave it for the next. So life is short. It is a modicum, a little while. Let us bear our crosses with patience. And also, let us look forward to eternity. When we are enduring some suffering, we can think of what the scriptures say, that eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Heaven is worth anything we have to endure in this world. And heaven won't be a modicum. It won't be a little while. It will go on forever, without end, without any defect, without any sorrow, without any change, eternal happiness. So life indeed is a modicum, a little while. Let us endure our crosses and let us keep our thoughts on heaven. One of the meditations in the Imitation of Christ that really strikes me is where the author says, there are some people who love this world so much that if they could remain here forever, they would. They would choose to stay here forever and not go to eternity. How sad that they are so taken up with the pleasures and the things of this world as not to desire the happiness of heaven. This world that, yes, has its joys, but then also its sorrows and its trials and its illnesses, its pains and sufferings. Heaven will be free of all that and will be pure, unalloyed bliss. Let us then look forward to heaven. Let us desire it. And let us endure the pains and the sorrows that last for a little while in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.